a very, very big sugya. This week's Parshas HaChodesh. We'll discuss the ending of Parshas HaChodesh. Start with Parshas Parah from last week in Mekasha. First of all, to Mekasha, the ending of Parshas Parah with Parshas HaChodesh. What's the shaykhus of Parah Duma to Parshas HaChodesh? And also to understand why the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh takes place in Beis Din. They have to come all the way to Yerushalayim. They're not even Mechal Shabbos. They're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. To come to Yerushalayim. What's the inyan of coming to the Beis HaMikdash? Why does the Beis HaMikdash have to have a... Why does the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh have to be with the Beis HaMikdash, by the Beis HaMikdash? And Bechlal, why did Eden get the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh now when they were leaving Mitzrayim? Also, I don't know, I think we always ask the Kasha, that in the memory of Ayem HaShem and Moshe and Aram Lemo HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Dabro El Kaladas V'yikhu Lachem Ish Seh LeBeis HaVeh Seh LeBeis. In one memory, the Rebbe Shalom gave the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Must be a shaykhus for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. What's that shaykhus? Talk about the inyan of Chiddush, Bechlal. The inyan of Chiddush. It's a very big sugya. The first nakuda that we have to explain starts from the mitzvah of Parah Duma, Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah will be a hagdama to the parsha of Kiddush HaChodesh. Parshas Parah is the parsha of Tahara of Tumas Ameis. Somebody came in contact with the Ameis. So the Parshas Parah, the chok of Parshas Parah is a mechadish that it's Shaykh Tahara for him, it's Shaykh Kapara and Shaykh Tahara for him. This whole idea that it's Shaykh Tahara, it's Shaykh to come out of a Tumas Ameis, is that itself is a shtekel choik. Misa, and everybody knows, Kilo, by very definition, the whole idea of Misa is the idea you came to an end. Misa means you come to an end of something. Misa is the end. You should have a Tahara from after the end, that's already a very big Chiddush. The Goyim can't understand such a thing. What's the... Misa is the end. A Goyim, they bury somebody, that's the end. Mashenke by Eden, Misa, the whole musaf of Misa is a Moridika Yisod, that the whole musaf of Misa is a completely opposite musaf, completely opposite concept than that Misa is by Goyim. By Eden, the whole concept of Misa is a hachana for a new haschala. Misa is a preparation, a hachana for a new haschala. In other words, it's not shayach to have a new haschala if there's not the Misa of the old thing. If the old thing hasn't died yet, then you can't have a haschala. You can't have a haschala of a new thing. The biggest preparation for a haschala is a misa of the old thing. Kapshutei mamish, a person dies. It's a hachana for tchei samesim. If he wouldn't die, now there's like the Rabban Shalom said, but to other Marishim, that if you eat from the Eitz Chaim to be megarish from Gan Eden, if you eat from the Eitz Chaim, so ochal b'chay ba'olam, you'll never reach a tikkun. You never reach a state of tikkun. Misa has to be to kill off the old, to kill off what's pogum, in order that you should be able to make a completely new haschala. So Misa is a hachana for haschala. That's why we call it the Mekayim Menosei Lishei Neofa. Why do we call it the Mekayim Menosei Lishei Neofa? Because sleeping, a person goes to sleep at night. Why does a person go to sleep at night? Because he wants to wake up. He wants to wake up the next morning. He wants to wake up the next morning new. It says chachas. So therefore, that's the bechinas misa by night. Hamachzan neshama is lefkor mesim. In order that in the boike, it should be a completely new state. Like the pasuk says, chadoshim lipkorim, rabba munasecha. We have to have a munas shleimo, that chadoshim lipkorim. Then every boike, a person has an opportunity to have a completely new chachas. The only reason why a person has a totally new schachus in the boike is because there was a misa of yesterday. And the misa of yesterday is a hachana for the schachus. And that's how we have to look at everything, every bechinas misa, every reader and every bechinas misa that there is in the world. A person's got to look at it as a hachana for something even better, hachana for totally new schachas. That's why the pasuk of Chadashim we've discussed already. The pasuk of Chadashim lebkam Rabba Manasecha is a pasuk in Megillas Eicha, because Eicha is the vod, kilu, everything came to an end. Rabban Shalom left us, and the goyim said, "That's it. Rabban Shalom's left you." But we mam the munah shleima, that the biggest chorban, the biggest misa, is a hachana for a new chiddush. It's a hachana for ischachos, because that's a hachana for ischachos, and therefore that's why the pasuk b'chadoshim kol rabba manasecha is there megillas Eicha. So made it, therefore that's the shaychus between parshas parah and parshas chiddush. Parshas Parah is that there's something after the Tumas Amis. There's a Tahara from Tumas Amis. What's the Vort? The Vort is, that's the Kesher between the Parshas HaChodesh. The Misa causes, the Misa is Goyer Menu Chidesh, and that's the Parshas HaChodesh. And Be'emes, the very same thing happens every Rosh Chodesh. The old moon's not there anymore. It's the Nis'alim. The old moon is not there. And when the two Edom see the new moon, it's called the new moon. Why is it a complete new moon? Because the old moon disappeared. There was 24 hours where you couldn't see the moon. So maybe that's the kilu like a misa of the old one, in order to have it, that person can have a completely new schachas. So the misa is a hachana for the chaim. That's why Rosh Hashanah is on a Rosh Chodesh, because the whole musik of Rosh Hashanah is that we're becoming new people. Like the Rambam says, we're becoming new people. If we're becoming a new person, so therefore the Chodesh represents this idea. Go even sharper, and you can say that on Rosh Hashanah, the Indian of Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim and Nachum Lefanov, is the pshat is that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are the two bechinas of the Be'emes Chaim. Now there's the halakim of the person that don't need the hischachus, the halakim of the person that will never nifkam, and then there's the halakim of the person that need a misa, that need a bechinas misa in order to come out with the new hischachus. That's a Rosh Hashanah, and that's the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's the kesher between the parshas parah and the parsha of Kiddush HaChodesh. The emes is that the parah, Rashi says that the parah is a kapara for the chet ha'egel. Tovai imma matakenech tzoyz bana. So it's a kapara for the chet ha'egel. By the chet ha'egel, the Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'm destroying Klal Yisrael. And we'll make a new Klal Yisrael from you." Moshe Rabbeinu's thought was, no, it goes against the whole Yiddish Hashkofa. You're destroying one and you're starting it from somewhere else. Then whatever's done is done. That's a Goyish Hashkofa. You want to destroy Klal Yisrael? Now rebuild Klal Yisrael, Mineobe from Klal Yisrael. Show that the whole Maisa, the Chet HaEgel, the whole Bechinas Misa, the whole Bechinas Chorban that came about through the Chet HaEgel, the Kabinas Chadash, the whole Indian of Eluchas Shnias, of the whole Begila of Teresh Baal Peh, of Yud Gimel Midas, and that's a Merdeke Hischachas, and that's why Gufa, the Yud Gimel Midas, Shal Rachamim is connected, Yud Gimel Midas, Shatoyin Adreshes Bem, which is connected to the Bechinas Teresh Baal Peh, as Rav Tzadik says, which from there comes out all the Chidushi Torah, because all the Chidushi Torah, all Chidushim only come after a Misa, just like the new moon comes after the Salmos of the Choyd. Every Misa is a hachana for a new chiddush. So chiddush Torah come from that bechina of Salacha, from the Luchas Shnis that came after the Mordek you read of the Chet HaEgel. That's why by Torah Shabbat Peh, which is chiddush Torah, bechlal, the Tanai to be koina the Torah is a bechina of Memis Atzmai Aleh. Memis Atzmai Aleh, which is learned up from a pasuk in Parshas Parah of Zeis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomas Boil. The whole Inyan of Misa is the Inyan of preparing a hachana for the new Chachos. So that's the sod of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's the sod of the Parashas HaChodesh. Eden came out of Mitzrayim, they were Kamat Ototot, a lost case. And Kamat Ototot, a lost case, Rabban Shalom wanted to show them that all the Yeridus, was all the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim was Kedei to come out and to start. So the Leida of Klal Yisrael was when they came out of Mitzrayim. So it was all Achana for the Leida, which is a Bechinis Hischachos. And that's why you have the Parashas Parah and the Parashas HaChodesh. Parshas Parah and the Parshas HaChodesh that precede the story of Pesach. Well, that means we have to go tifa. We didn't answer yet why the Mekudesh HaChodesh has to dafka take place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a mokum. Is a place down here. It says Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. There's only one place in this world which was constantly bechidushoy, and that was the Beis HaMikdash. the Mishkan or whatever, the Beis Hamikdash was a place which was constantly mechidushim. Any chiddush that you see in the Bria, nemtzach, it must be mushrush over there in the Beis Hamikdash. Because without the Beis Hamikdash, it wouldn't be shaykh for there to be any ischachus anywhere in the Bria. That's why every rachis has to be taken to the Beis Hamikdash. Every rachis is a haschala, is a new haschala. Rachis is the new haschala. So truma has to be given to the kohen, chala has to be given to the kohen, bikurim velakachtemi rachis priad moscha. Every rachis has to be taken to the Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash is a mokum that's constantly bereshusa. And every rachis, every chiddush that you see in the Bria, nemsach from the Beis Hamikdash. Who was supposed to do? Who was supposed to do the avoid of the Beis Hamikdash? The bechor. Reuven, Bechor yata koichi v'reishis oini. Bechor is a reishis, the Bechor is the chiddush. Bechor is the chiddush. If the Bechor is a chiddush, he has to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Beis Hamikdash is the makom, which is the makor of all kichudushim. Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah, we discussed already. Aaron HaKohen lit the menorah, shalom melamed lahagid shvachah shal Aaron shalei shino. He was never Mishana. Never Mishana, Chassidim explained to me, never repeated, meaning that every time it was the first time. And that's why you see the Dova Pella, the end of Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim were running, and was reason every day for doing exactly the same thing. Every day for doing exactly the same thing. Well, how can you be so excited? How can you run up the ramp every single day? Say that there's sometimes different Mishmaras, but the whole Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash throughout, it was always a matzav of running, Rotzin, Oilem HaKevish, it was always a matzav of Kiddush the first time, because the Beis HaMikdash was the mokar of Chiddush, that brought the Hischachus, the Koyach HaChiddush, in the whole Bria. Kohen Gadol lit the menorah, as we said, the Lechem HaPonim was always hot, never went off, everything was always in its state of Chiddush, it never left the state of Chiddush. And that was the whole avodah of Aaron HaKohen. The whole avodah of Aaron HaKohen, when he lit the menorah, he was keeping the whole Bria. He was keeping the whole Bria b'chidusha. We know the Beis Hamikdash was the oyer, was the b'chinas oyer. Oyer always tov. That's been discussed that separately. But you see from there, the Beis Hamikdash is the rachis and is the chiddush of the whole Bria. And everything, any chiddush that you see in the Bria, must be mushrish in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's why the whole Indian of Kiddush HaChodesh, also had to be taken, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we said before, how are you zoicha to the Indian of Chiddush? There has to be a Misa of the Friedik Matzav, and then you can be zoicha to the Chiddush. That's the whole sod of bring up Korbanos. That's the whole sod of Korbanos. So therefore, everything was constantly b'chidusha and everything was constantly b'chaim. I mean, Tzacheni, Mitzat Sheni, the Beis HaMikdash, was a place of blood, a place of shechita on the ganzen tog. Pshat is that's good for the vote we said. When a person was choyte and he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he brought up his korban, he was maimis his nefesh of Bahamas. There was a bechinas misa, and that bechinas misa killed off the old pagam and allowed him therefore to become a gansanaya mensch. So we always discussed those two main avoiders in the Mishkan. There was the korbanos and there was the adlokas amenorah. The korbanos was the bechinas misa. After misa, and a misa is always a hachana for hadlokah. So taka, the menorah was always lit late. It was always lit in the evening. The whole day of hakrovas hakorbanos. And then after so much killing off all the thing, we're ready for a new aschala, and that new aschala came and had lots of menorah. That was the or. The or is always the bechin of chiddush. And then they brought a person back. They brought a person to a state of chiddush where he felt he's a ganzen anaya mensch. The Rambam writes in Mor Nebuchim that the korbanos are kilu azel or mazel avodah zara. Famous, the Ramban asks, and the Rambam learns that the korbanos were zel or mazel neged avodah zara. Coming back to korban pesach together with kiddush hachodesh, it's very moridic, because the whole inyan of avodah zara is, the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zara, that pshat is the Rabban Shlom is not mechadosh betuva. The Rabban Shlom has got no more involvement in the bria. Created the world, chad pa'ami, a one-time thing, a long time ago, and now the world is left to mikra. The whole musik of Avodah Zarah is that there's no chiddush in the Bria. That's why Avodah Zarah is matam and kemes. That's why it's called zivchei mesim. Avodah Zarah is called zivchei mesim. Misa means there's no chiddush anymore. When things stale, when it's dead, it means it's mufka from the whole inyan of chiddush. The whole musag of Avodah, why is it called zivchei mesim? It's only called zivchei mesim. Why is it matameh like a mes? What's the vod? The vod is because that's the whole vod of Avodah Zarah. There's no chiddush in the bria. There's no chiddush in the bria. The korban pesach was being mevatel Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. It was the tleh, and it was Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. The misa of the Korban Pesach, the shechting of the Korban Pesach, was a misa of that whole Ashkofa, that there's no Chiddush. Memeda was given together with the memra of Achiddush Azelachem, Rosh Chodeshim. Once you're rid of Avodah Zarah, automatically you get to Chiddush. All the Korbanos in the Bismillah, once you're Mevatel Avodah Zarah, is then you're Zarah automatically to the Inyan of Chiddush. Whole Chiddush in the Bismillah came as a result of the Bittul of the Falchon Ashkofa. So that's the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Bittul of Avodah Zarah, and that's the kesher between Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, and Bittul of Avodah Zarah. When they went into the Midbar, is they went into the Matzav of complete Chiddush. They left Mitzrayim, the Mavatla Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, with his Hebech HaChiddush. They went into a Matzav of Chiddush. Matzav of Chiddush means that the Mon came down every day. There was Nisim. The whole Musag of a Nes is that it's a Chiddush. Teva is the Noom, and a Nes is a Chiddush. And then Anakoba, they were Zoych to Nisim the whole time. They went into a whole Musag where they never left the Makor HaChiddush. They were living the whole time. This is Hepech HaVeh Zal. They were living the whole time in the Makor of Chiddush, in the Makor of a Machadush Rituva B'chol Yom Tov Edmai Sabrishis. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Sora Nisim Nasa Lavisenu. Simcha always comes to a person from Chiddush. Something's new, you enjoy it. Something's not new, you don't enjoy it. Ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh. So osa l'odan, a man is chayt piv bo'el mazeh. What are you happy about? You sing Chiddush in El Mazeh? You quote from the pasuk, "Shtei doch enkel chodesh tachas Hashemesh." Also, lo dani man ischid pi boilem hazeh. And emes tikkun chiddush that brings to simcha. Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. So Shabbos is not a chiddush. Shabbos is a zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. A zeichel ma'aseh bereishis. But Shabbos itself is kviya v'kaima. There's no mitzvah of simcha. Yom Tov is nikva kafi the chodesh. The chodesh is the chiddush. A chiddush is simcha. So made it therefore on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah of Simcha. The mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov nemtzach from them, that Yom Tov is not kavua. It's totally on the Chodesh, it's totally on the Levana. And the Lefida Chiddush of the Levana, that's when you kavua Yom Tov. So Yom Tov has a Chiddush in it, was nemtzach, which comes from the Chiddush of the Levana, and made it Yom Tov is Zman of Zman Simchaseinu. More than all the other Yom Tovim, Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu. Because Sukkot is the Bechin of Tzei Midiras Keva. Keva means there's no Chiddush. It's Keva. Tzei Midiras Keva automatically brings Simcha. So Sukkot is called Zman Simchaseinu.
So right after Yom Kippur,
Emes Chatshes.
Clean.
V'kachtu lachem v'yem harishon. It's a new rishis. It's a new rishon. Very good. It's completely, Sukkot is a completely new aschala. So maybe that's a chiddush. Sukkot is a chiddush. It's mufka from the whole inyan of kviyas. Because it's mufka from the whole inyan of kviyas, therefore it's Zman Simchaseinu. Simchas Torah, which is the climax of Chag HaSukkos, is where we finish the Torah and we start again. So nagia to you. Chazrin. The Simchas Torah is, when we finish the Torah and we start again from Bereishis, is to show that starting again, we're starting as if we've never learned it before. That's the end. So Sukkot Bechlal is a whole end of Chiddush. That explains us, Lamashal, why, more than all other Yom Tovim, Sukkot there was no night. Sukkot there's no night. He stayed up the whole night. And it says that the whole Yerushalayim was lit up. Or, Or we know corresponds to Chiddush, we said it before. Or Chodosh, on Tzion Toya. Or is Chiddush. Sukkot is Mufka from Kviyas. It's called Kula Yomtov of Chiddush. It's called Kula Yomtov of Zman Simchaseinu. Choshech is always Hebech HaChiddush. Misa, Chashchus. Something is new, it sparkles. As time goes on, it gathers dust, it gets tarnished, it gets black. Or is Chiddush. Mitzrayim were oivd avodah zarah. They were mufka from the inyan of Chiddush. They were mufka from the inyan of Chiddush, so therefore there was a mark of Choshech. Klal Yisrael are about to experience Chiddush, which is Or L'chol B'nei Yisrael Or B'mashvois. Bechor is a racist, is a Chiddush. They say there's no Chiddush. They say there's no Chiddush. No Chiddush, that was Makas Bechor. Kedushas Bechor is the same Kedush as Kiddush HaChodesh. Something which is new, so it's Kodesh, it's like a little baby's born. Asher Kiddush, he did me better. What's the meaning of Kiddush, he did me better? And there's a new thing. He's never been tarnished before, he's never been a Nifkam before. Anything that's never been Nifkam before is the meaning of Kedusha. Kedusha and Tara, we know, are related. Chinuch says when you go into the mikveh, it's as if you're dead. And you come out, and I am mensch. So that brings Tahara. Kedusha and Tahara come from the Koyach HaChiddush. That's why it's called Kiddush HaChodesh. Because a person has to know that Kedusha comes together with the Schachus. And when a person can make a whole new Schachus, then he's Zoicha to Kedusha. So maybe the same as a Kiddush he did me better. It's the same as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh to Bechoyres. Kiddush of Bechoyres. Why do you think Mekadosh? You saved. You killed the Egyptian Bechoyres and you saved the Yiddish of Bechoyres. What's going to do Kedusha? The whole reason why their Bechoyres died is because they're Mufka from the Indian of Kiddush, from Chiddush. So they're Mufka from the whole Indian of Kedusha. Now, but Klal Yisrael has Bechoyres. I mean, Klal Yisrael is Behis Chachusoy. Klal Yisrael Behis Chachusoy, a Yid can get to his Chachusoy. So when he gets to his Chachusoy, the Chachus, so that on that moment in time, he's Kodesh. So Kiddush did me better. He's Kiddush new. He's like a cotton shanoilat. He's completely new. That's Kedusha. So the Kedusha of the Bechoyres and the Kiddush HaChodesh, it all comes together. It all means that because we got the Koyach of Ischachos, that's why we got the Koyach of Kedusha. That's why, what was the temple called? It was called the Beis HaMikdash. Because we just said the whole Beis HaMikdash was a Mokom of Ischachos. The Mokom of Ischachos, you got rid of the old, and made you got the Ischachos. Ischachos, our Koyach comes together with the Indian Kedusha. And that is the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is the Koyach Ischachos that Klal Yisrael has. So they were Memtes Shari Tumah. They were Mizanun Shari Tumah. Baruch Shalom gave them in of kill that all off. Are you Mumzuam from the Tumah of Mitzrayim? Shechta Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Now, Avodah Zarah of a country corresponds to all that Tumah. You shech that, kill that off. Yizorcha Tenu is Chachos, which is Kiddush HaChodesh. So Kiddush HaChodesh corresponds to that Kedusha. So you see, Pesach, the Moshe, is called Leil Pesach. When they went out to Mitzrayim, which was the Leil Makas Bechor, it's called Leil Iskadosh HaChag. So that was the life of Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. They went into the Midbar. Bechlal, we've discussed before that by killing Mitzrayim, the Baruch Hu was bringing the whole Bria back to the state of Bereishis, back to the state of the whole Bria was being Mishadash over here. For Klal Yisrael, it was a new Klal Yisrael coming in with totally new opportunities. Adav Chadash, the whole Bria was new. We discussed already once that the whole Indian of Or and Choshech, the Makas HaChoshech, and Achol Bnei Yisrael Oya Or B'Meshvoisam, was the Indian of Or and Choshech Mishtam Shem Berabovia. Or and Choshech Mishtam Berabovia is the righteous. As it happened to the first day of Brias Oilam, was the Oran Choshev Mishtanish Mabuvi. Bechor is called Rishis. By Makas Bechor is ready, we're getting into the Bechina of Rishis Mamish Anu Aschola. When Mitzrim were finally killed, finally dead, now it's Mamish, then the completely new Schachus began. That's why they sang Shira. Because we've discussed that Rishis is the Kunizah, is Rosh Hatevah's Tav Shir, the Rosh Hashanah's got Taiba for Shir. When they reached that level of Bereishis, then they sang Shir. The Shir that they sang was the Shir that came from that Bereishis. The whole Bria was made into now a whole new Schachus. Once you mevatel avodah zarah Mitzrayim, and the whole avodah zarah Mitzrayim, the whole bechinas avodah zarah is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim held there's no ischachus, there's no shinuyim, there's no ischachus. Once that's done, the whole bria came back to a state of kedushay. Klal Yisrael were niskadish bekedushas habechayra, and they entered into a new zone, the zone of chiddush, which was the zone which was melaved them throughout the midbar, which is the mon, and they had a mishkan in there, and the mishkan was always totally bechidushay. They went into a whole musik, into a whole mam of the matzav of being totally bischachus. If avodah zarah shows, if the whole chinas avodah zarah shows on hepech achidush, so then Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim, yichud Hashem, which is the opposite of avodah zarah, must show on chidush. So meila Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim is shema yisrael. We said or corresponds to chidush, and choshech corresponds to hepech achidush. Person says Shema Yisrael, he closes his eyes. He kills off the chashchas. Like the Sfasemah says, you see from the black of your eye, because kafi the chashchas of Olam Hazeh, you zorcha to the or of Yiddishkeit. So Kabbalah Shema Yisrael has to be the opposite of Avodah Zarah, being Megala the Chiddush. When a person is Mekabel Olam Malchus Shemayim, he kills off Olam Hazeh, he brings the chashchas to Olam Hazeh, and then he zorcha to the new chashchas, which we say straight after that, Voyad Vromela, Shanoichim Mitzavcha Hayoim, Chazal Dashan, Hayoim means Kilo Hayoim Nitna. Made of that, we understand the kesher between the Birchas Krishma and Krishma itself. First Birchas Krishma talks about Yetzar Baruch Hoshech, and ends Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzar Moyos. He killed off the Hoshech, and now it's all or it's all Chiddush. How do you know it's all Chiddush? Because that's what the content of the Baruch is. Oysa Chadosh is Hamchadosh Betuve B'cholim Tovid Ma'aseh Bereishis. Oyer Chadosh. Now it's the entire Nizka Chalana Meir Loyrei. Or is Chiddush. Chiddush is Hepech Avodah Zarah. Is a Hachana of Yichud Hashem, which is the Hepech Avodah Zarah, which is where everything is Bechidusha. We've discussed before already, I think. I haven't got a makor for it. I want to say that the Avar Abba Avtonu goes on Torah Shabbat Peh. Lasoik and Bochabonu is Torah Shabbat Ksav, and this is Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Peh is the koyach where you live with the Mechadosh Betuve, where you live with the Chidusha Torah, where you live with the koyach, where you live with the Bechinus koyach HaMechadosh. So the two brachas of Krishma, or Birchas Krishma, are all about Chidusha. One Chidusha in the Bria, one Chidusha in the Torah. And that's a hachana for the Shema Yisrael, for the Kabbalah Salam Al Chashmaim, for the Yichud Hashem, which is the bitl of Avodah Zarah, which doesn't let you get to Chidush. And then you zorch it to Voyad Ramayla, Shanoichim Mitzavcha, Yim Al Lavavecha.
So
it's Tag Yotze Birchas Torah. My what? Tag Yotze Birchas Torah. Yeah. That's a chilek of Torah, because Torah requires a lot of Yigi and a lot of Amela. It brings out the person's Av, it brings out the person's Kleis HaNefesh for Torah. So that's the Yichud Hashem. That's the Bitl of Avodah Zarah. Bitl of Avodah Zarah automatically brings a person to Chiddush. Bitl of Avodah Zarah brings a person to Chiddush. And that's why there's always an Abbe to Abdul of Avodah Zarah. So Abbe, Mechtes to Shiure, Lulav Shel Asherah, Mechtes to Shiure. It's got to be done, it's got to be killed, it's got to be burnt. And only then can you be Zarecha to this Chachos. Torah Shabbat Peh begins. When we see Olam Hazeh as Arvus, when we see the Chashchus, we see the Bechinas Meimis Atzmai from Olam Hazeh, then you zoicha to the Bechinas Krishma. In other words, then you zoicha to the end of the Rabban Shlam's Machadash Betuve. Then you zoicha to the Rabban Shlam, that see the Rabban Shlam as a Machadash Betuve. Tamid HaChacham, in the end of Masechus Baruch Hazeh, Ein Menucha Loi Olam Hazeh Ve Olam Habo, Shneima Yelcha Michai El Choy, Yerua Lekim Etzion, is Tomid Bechidusha. What's the content of Birchas of Maseches Brachas? Birchas Hanenin. In the middle, you have the Chet Egel. Chet Egel is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you're mafrid Shemayim Aretz, meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not anymore mechadosh betuva b'cholim tovim ma'aseh bereishis. Birchas Hanenin is the brachim ikum. Birchas Hanenin is boirei min emezoynus, boirei priya eitz, boirei priya domo. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's mechadosh betuva. He's boirei, ultimate in boireza. When it's in the hoyve, it means it's happening now. It's happening now. It's bechidusha. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Maseches Brachos. That's a bitl of Avodah Zarah. Maseches Brachos is a bitl of Avodah Zarah. So that's where the Chet HaEgel, that's what the Gemara is about. The Chet HaEgel is in Maseches Brachos, because Maseches Brachos is a bitl to Avodah Zarah. Adarabba. Dafka, the brachas of Dafka, the brachas of Dafka in the Hoive for that reason. Because living with the Yichud Hashem means living with the Ischachas of Briyat, the Rebbein Shalom is Mechadash Betuvah B'cholim Tovim Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the Inyan of making brachas. That's the sort of Maseches brachas. So, Meir, we're living through its Kufa now, when the whole Briyat is coming with Ischachusay. Chodesh is called Nisan. Nisan is a Nes, and Nes is always a Chidush. We're going into the Briyat B'chidusha. And that's why Taka, you see in the Aviv, the Chodesh Aviv, is you see the blossoms, you see the Briyah is Bechidusha. The Briyah is Bechidusha because Klal Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim now and being given Kiddush HaChodesh, and Klal Yisrael is Bechidusha. The Briyah Bechidusha and Klal Yisrael Bechidusha is the same Bechina. So the whole world is going back to the Bechina, to the Bereishis. The whole world is going back to the Bereishis. This whole thing is a Mordeka Chizuk for everyone. The chain can change a whole Mahalach and being Mechazuk somebody. In other words, when this came to my mind, I thought to myself, you always tell people when they're having Shver Nisyonos, you always tell them to hang on. You always tell them to hang on. Don't tell them to hang on. Why should they stay with the old Kupash of Shratzim? Let go. Let go. In other words, if a person comes to Rabban Shalom and says, I feel, in this Nakuda, I feel Mamish Amisa. I feel Mamish Amisa. I feel Mamish that it's come to a point of Misa. Ich kenish, I can't hang on anymore. I'm letting go. That's a Pesach to a new Haskalah. That's a Pesach to the Nenner Rabban Shalom is going to say, Kozman, you're hanging on to the old, you're still Shaykh to the old. Then it's a Bechina Ba'achal B'chayel Oilam. The person who is big. When a person reaches the stage of Misa in something, then only then can you reach. Only then can you get to a. Can you get to a total ischachus? Person came to the Bismillah, you had to walk out. You had to come to the Bismillah, and the first thing he did is, I'm being makir myself on the Mizbeach. I'm burning myself up on the Mizbeach. When that's done, then I can start. Then I can start being margish. Then I can start being margish in Inyan Bechidush. A misa of something is the ratios of the ischachus. B'ha'aretz hoysa choyshech. It's old. Hoysa choyshech. V'yemel akim yehiyar. So when there's a hoysa choyshech, and after that comes the v'yemel akim yehiyar. And all the union of or is the union of chiddush. That's the chiddush of the menorah, and that's the chiddush of the whole bismillah. Talking about sukkahs before. I'm sorry, this whole piece we're giving in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
The whole end of sukkahs is they used to play this to juggle with fire at night, and that was the simcha. That's called the simchas beis sheva. Simcha must be a simcha comes with R. Simchas beis sheva comes with being megala, being mevata. The simcha manifesting the simcha with R. That's the R. It's the R of sukkahs. It's the R that kept the whole Yerushalayim alight at night. When there's a feeling of R. There's a feeling of chiddush. There's a feeling of simcha. Saka says, "Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim was Laila Kayyem Yoyek Hashem." It shined as if it was in the middle of the day, because it was a new chiddush. The more we kill off Mitzrayim, kill off the Bechorim, kill off all the Mitzrayim, the more we kill all that off, the more we're zayicha to feel his chadshes in Avodas Hashem, a whole new daf in Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Parshas Achodesh is telling us. Parshas Achodesh is telling us that once you're starting with Nisan. Starting with a completely new schachas, leave everything off. At the end of Chodesh Adar, the moon's going to disappear. There's a miss of everything that went on before. Starting off a totally new year, starting off with a totally new schachas. Starting off, we want to be mekushim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadash betuvah b'chol yom tov and ma'aseh bereishis. to be mekasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's constantly being mechadish, and the more person is dovak to Hashem, the more person lives in the idea of chidish. Every day he wakes up in the morning, he's zoicha to chadoshim lebkorim rabba munasecha. The person is living in that, means that's the greatest kabbalah salam al shemayim, and that's the greatest hepech. It's the greatest hepech of Avodah Zarah. The goyim, they come with the fidel of the chama, nothing changes in their life. There's no changes in their life. Everything's the same the whole life. And Mamela, as we discussed before by Purim, that whenever you read it, it's locked, it's fixed, it stays as a Yerida, right? Remember that shit? So the Heim at Eden are totally always have a koich of totally ischachus. Mamela, they have a koich of totally killing off the old. As soon as you kill off the old, you zeichet to a chaim chadosh. Like a Beis HaKvaros, it's called a Beis HaChaim. Okay. It's good that we carry on talking. Explains also another Mori de Gezach. Coming back to Parashas Par, I'm announcing here that whoever writes this shir out is going to have to go back and forth and write it out from the Suda. But the whole vote of the Par Aduma is that he used to put the offer on Mayim Chaim. And the Pasuk there says that he used to put the offer on Mayim Chaim. It should say Efer on Mayim Chaim. You have to throw the Efer in the Mayim Chaim. The Pasuk says offer. I asked the people about it. I don't know what's the pshat. It says offer. Offer corresponds to misa. Me offer atav el offer toshuv. You have to put the offer into the Mayim Chaim. The whole sod of paradoma is that after the misa hitzachon anay chaim, after the misa starts a new chaim. So take the offer and put the offer into the Mayim Chaim. When you put the offer into the Mayim Chaim, it starts living again. And that explains in a more difficult way why in the Baruch of Atah Gibor you have Gevurus Geshomim and the Baruch of Mechayim Misa. What's the Shaykhs? The Baruch is, if by Yidin offer is offer Misa, in other words, is a Hachon HaTachayim, so when we look Pashat at the offer down here, it's Pashat is we look at the offer in a different way. The Goyim look at the offer as the Tachna Achona, or the Yidin look at the offer as a Hachon HaTachayim. And the Chayim, we're right. Because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masada the Bria that should bring Chayas to the world is it rains, the Mayim comes down into the offer and it causes the Koyach HaTzmicha. That's Bechina, like the offer in the Mayim Chaim. It's other Rabbis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that to show that Be'etzem, even though offer corresponds to Misa, but from that Misa is going to come out. From that Misa is Tzemeach Chaim Chadoshim. And that's the pshat that Tver Shlomo says by the Megillah Sester. Imi zera Yehudim Mordechai kinofel tipper lefonav, says the Gemara Megillah, when the Yerdin Adla Ofo, when the Oilin Adla Rakia. Now the Zeresh was telling Haman, what are you trying to do? You're trying to kill? Killing them is not going to bring the end of them. Killing them is a achana for a new aschala. Because when the Yerdin, Yerdin Adla Ofo, Tver Shlomo says that's a achana for going up Adla Kechova. Can't kill them. Kechavim ha'or, kechavim ha'chidish. Offa is dark, it's misa. Klal Yisrael is sometimes counted ka'afar ha'oretz, sometimes counted kechavim ha'shamayim. So Chazal say that when they're in a bad state, they're counted ka'afar ha'oretz. When they're counted in a good state, they're counted kechavim ha'shamayim. According to what we're saying, the Pshat is counting Klal Yisrael as ka'afar ha'oretz, and kechavim ha'shamayim means that even when they're in a matzav of afar ha'oretz, it's a hachana to be like kechavim ha'shamayim. It's not a stira. So the whole musug of it rains down into the offer, and the offer dafke brings out b'chaim. That's mamish b'chinah tchis amesim, and that's what the Atah Gibor. That's what the Atah Gibor is doing, and that's what the Gevurus Geshomim is doing. The bracha of b'chaim mesim. It's the same thing. Misa is a hachana. The offer is a hachana. The offer prepares it. The offer is the potential that you put the zera into the ground, and then it rots, and then it starts growing. That's exactly what misa means by Klal Yisrael. It's a hachana. It's finishing off the old, and it's bringing a totally new schachas to the world. When he saw them extreme dead, Oz Yoshim, he can't remember the Chesam Esam in the Torah.
Just because of the Gemara Brachas, it says we can't remember the Tzichus Amesim. It's actually in Pesukim, and it says just like a Zera goes into the rechem quietly, but comes out.
It's amazing.
We go in, come and bother me. What do you mean? It comes out because we're happy, but yeah, it goes in b'chias. Like we say, if it goes in b'chias, it's only a raya.
It's only a raya that it's going to come out in the koyle koyles of simcha. That's good. Instead of somebody's reunited, when Yaakov and Yosef reunited, they cry. You cry for Avedus now they've been reunited together. I thought he was dead. What's the crying now? The pshat is, the vort is that they're not seeing for all those years, all the bechis in those years, brought such a gagum, brought such a kirva now when they see each other after a while, that you see that all the not seeing was a hachana for the seeing. That's the ending of a bechis shel simcha. They want the Rabbi Shlomo. Those Yidden were completely dovid. They couldn't wait to get out of the goof. It was like a ben, it was like a melech. Some of these misatzim, the tzaddikim were misatzim over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they wanted misa.
Mm-hmm.
Tzaddikim have felt in Kodesh and Shemayim, avdus of Kodesh Baruch Hu more, so they wanted noch hametzah.
Mm-hmm.
Tzaddikim were misatzim the whole time with the Rabbi Shlomo. Kaviyachal alein, like Balatanya, those tzaddikim mechil no do.
Mm-hmm.
Is they for them by them misa on the bach. What is the brich and zakai shni drach in the fanai? The mechesh ben yom adin agol. What is this? There's that as well.
Mm-hmm.